a very important question for everyone, really. What I would say in answer is that the ego itself, in its postmodern form, not in its earlier, let's say, more sattvic form in the ancient world, but as the ego is manufactured today in the current social systems, it is based on the foreclosure of your divine nature. Okay? In other words, your divine self is not just repressed, but foreclosure means it's rejected completely and out of the picture. And so it usurps the life energy of the soul. It takes it and uses it. It doesn't have any energy of its own because a shadow doesn't really exist, right? It's an illusory set of concepts, but that are based on a feeling of lack and entitlement and of urgency, of need for jouissance as fuel, and the fuel that it lives on and without which it will die is anger, desire and gratification of the sensory level of the bodily vehicle, and a sense of safety and security, right? The first three chakras, basically. And so its intention is to get as much of that fuel as possible and project into every situation an opportunity to use those drives of aggression and domination and of control and of possessiveness to fulfill those ego needs, right? And so that's really the core of what evil is. And it's based on a complete lack of essence that therefore requires continual refueling, because otherwise it just falls into lack, into a void, and it can't tolerate that. It always has to create a sense of power because it is powerless. And because it is a parasite upon the soul, and has taken advantage of the fact that the soul is asleep to take over in the absence of a legitimate government of one's own consciousness. And so that illegitimacy of authority that the ego has, because if it admitted it would produce a sense of guilt, it has to project that out on the other and justify its fury so that it can believe that its anger is righteous and that it is always justified in how it reacts to situations, right? So, as it says in the Bible, the Torah, the original sin is the eating of the tree of the belief that you know good and evil. It's that ability to say, I am the judge of what is good and evil, not God and not the soul, but I, the ego, right? And so if you want to defeat that, you have to recognize that you do not have the authority to make such a judgment. And then the soul itself must awaken to the fact that a demonic nature has taken over its own essence, its own being, and is using it against its own welfare and against the service of God, and is causing an ever deeper rift and alienation between the soul and God as its mother, father, and ultimately itself, its own essence. And once that realization comes, one must be supremely vigilant to make sure that the ego cannot backlash and censor that understanding and again perform its sleight of hand to convince you that, no, I'm justified in behaving that way and in a fight or flight mode of being and in rejecting this one and that one, etc. And so you have to be aware that that's the game the ego will play, and it has a lot of power to convince you because it can censor information, it can repress memory and even the ability to think clearly, and it can put one into an anger trance very easily. And then when one wakes up, it's too late. One created a huge glitch, etc. And then that brings one even deeper under its control because its sanskaras have succeeded. So every time it defeats the soul that is attempting to awaken, it gets stronger and the soul feels more hopeless. So the only way the soul can get out of this is, first of all, total humility and willingness to surrender its consciousness completely to the service of God, and literally to take refuge in the presence of God, to take over one's willpower, so that one doesn't act or react or speak from the ego level, but is willing to abide in the witness position until the wisdom of the self has been downloaded and one can respond from a place of love, compassion, and recognition that the other is also a manifestation of God, and this is a play that is being enacted in order for you to grow through these recognitions at ever higher and more subtle levels, and then staying in that flow of information and will, of the ability then to slay the ego by not allowing it to entertain its thoughts and activate its potencies in terms of speech and behavior, it weakens. And the longer you go without letting it act out and betray your soul, the more the soul is able to take over the mind and stop those kinds of thought patterns from emerging altogether, and then burning them in the fire of yoga by sitting for a long period in total silence and not allowing a single thought to arise until you have reached that state of total stillness in which there is unification with the absolute self. And then that becomes the operating system, and there is no longer duality, no judgment, no emotionality, and no identification as a person any longer. The person is simply a character in the matrix, but has no special relationship to what you are.
Thank you. When you said, I'm just impacted by the radical humility that is necessary. When you said about, you know, I don't have the right to judge in the ego, that's when so much fear comes up, and that's, I think, why it keeps being censored. That's the point. That's the key. That's
fear of what?
Everything, like being killed, overwhelmed, invaded, destroyed, seen to be unworthy, stupid.
But see, these are the ego's own narratives. It uses those thoughts to create fear, so that your soul will acquiesce in giving its power away to the ego. That's its trick. And so you have to laugh at the fear. You have to realize this is a comedy play. It's not a tragedy. And don't be the tragic, flawed, hero who turns out to be the villain. And you don't want to be Macbeth in this presentation, right? there are other characters that are much nicer to play, including being an avatar of the God self, right? So don't settle for believing in fear, because the only thing you have to fear, as someone else said long ago, is fear itself. And fear is always an illusion, as is death, as is suffering, because it only happens within the matrix of this dream field. And so you have to be in the silence long enough to realize this is a dream, and you are the dreamer, not a character who's in the dream. You will become lucid as the dreamer of the dream, and then you make the character into a model, example of the dreamer's consciousness awakened to awaken others to that same realization. And that becomes the modus operandi of your life, to be an awakener, not through master's discourse, but through simply shining with the light of that blissful power of divine love and fearlessness. And that is the fulfillment of life. And then you're free.
Haji, thank you.
Thank you for the question, and I appreciate your courage and determination to gain victory. And you shall.